I am speaking with Dr. Gary Fellows with BASF here at the Ag Media Summit. It's great to see you again. I understand that you've conducted a survey of growers around the country across a pretty broad territory, really. Tell me a little bit about your survey.
Yes, we conducted a survey of growers in 44 different states, mainly in the corn or row crop production. I mean, there's corn growers, soybean growers, wheat growers, and also some forage growers, alfalfa, and so on. And as I said, 44 different states, so a fairly diverse area. But one of the things which was interesting, one of the questions we asked them is like, what are your plans for the next 5 years, or what are the things that occupy your time for the next 5 years? Two of them, which occupied 52% of the time, was controlling input costs and maximizing yield. So that's a very crop-oriented or production-oriented side. The other side of that scale was there was the other three things that entered them is, you know, who's going to take over my farm or my transition on the farm, land issues, and also expansion, whether do I want to expand and what kind of plans do I have for that. And so those are the kind of things that occupy their mind. But about half of their mind is really that crop production side, how do I inputs and outputs, and how do we make that run better. And that's where I think BASF can help. We've got some new products coming forward that can really go into that. And the second questions we looked at was, what are the challenges that you face? And we have a big list, 30 or 40 of them, but really the top ones that break out are things like changing weather situations. Obviously, that's tough to control. Everybody is worried about it. You know, this year it seems like more than most, you're either under a rainstorm, and if you're under it, you're getting a lot of rain, or you're not under one, and sometimes the rain is way too much. The second one is, how do I help my plants deal with stress, whether it can be hail, whether it can be drought, whether it can be too much water, cold, heat. And that's an area where we can do a little bit for them, because we've launched Headline Fungicide a few years ago. And as we know, we found some very distinct plant health benefits with that. And some of those, it helps it deal with short-term drought, some cold stress, some heat stress, those kind of things, and even recovery from hail damage. So there is some things that we have done to help that on. The third most common thing that they talked about is controlling, having residual weed control in my fields. And that issue, if anything, is growing. With the population of resistant weeds out there, it's just becoming more and more of an issue. Glyphosate-resistant Palmer pigweed in the south, glyphosate-resistant marestail almost everywhere. There's other glyphosate-resistant weeds all over the place. These things are changing the crop production systems all over the U.S., and farmers are having to adapt.
This is really good information as you look at further developing your own pipeline of product.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things we wanted to do is, if anything, ground truth ourselves and say, are we looking for the things that answer the questions or answer the problems for that grower? And for example, the weed resistance area, in 2001, 2002, we started working on a new herbicide, and we launched that last year. That was the Kixor family, where we have Optil, Integrity, Trevix, and Sharpen. And those are really based, those fit in very well with controlling those resistant weeds. And as we're really targeted at that. And we're pretty excited because in the next 4 years, we have, at present count, 28 new products we should be launching in the next 4 years. And that's made up from 9 brand new active ingredients. So 9 things that haven't been seen before, 9 totally new and in most cases novel modes of action. So it's going to help with resistance issues. It's going to help fill those management holes, because even though we have a whole tool case full of pest control options, there's still missing things and things that aren't working as well as they used to.
All right, well, thank you. It sounds like you got some great information out of the survey, and we'll look forward to hearing more from BASF as how you're going to answer some of those issues that came up in your survey. So here from the Ag Media Summit, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.